Daf Yudalad Omer Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Elum Ben Aprokim. These are Ben Aprokim that we have this whole Chloikus, Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda, etc., etc. Then the Mishnah finishes off the end, another Machloikus. Look back in the Mishnah, in the beginning of Hayakaira, there was a Machloikus, Legabe, Hashem Lekechem Emes. The Tanakhama said, what is Ben Aprokim? One of the Ben Aprokim is Ben Vayoymer Le Emes Vyatsev. That means before you start Emes, Ani Hashem Lekechem, and then we go Emes, Emes Vyatsev. So Tanakhama says, Ben Vayoymer Le Emes Vyatsev. Reb Yudah Omer, Ben Vayoymer Le Emes Vyatsev Lo Yafsik. You're not allowed to be Mafsik. Not just he says not Ben Aprokim, he says you're not allowed to be Mafsik. Talk to Gemara. Omer Rabavo, Omer Rabbi Yechno. Halacha Reb Yehuda. The halacha is like Reb Yehuda, the Omar, Ben Elokechem Le'emes, V'yatsiv Lo Yafsik. They're not allowed to be Mafsik, not be Me'akovet, not Me'ayira, not Choyel, not Meishiv. All these halachas don't apply, Pashtus, between Elokechem and Emes. Zog the Gemara, Omer Rabavo, Omer Rabbi Yechno, my time with Reb Yehuda. What's this reason of Reb Yehuda that he can't be Mafsik between Elokechem and Emes? Zog the Gemara, the Chsiv, because it's a Pasuk. Chsiv, if you dial it on with Beis, Hashem Elokim Emes. So there's a posik. A posik that says, Hashem Elokim Emes. So you want to keep that posik and keep the Elokim and Emes together. Ani Hashem Elokechem, which is a true statement. But we want it to be Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes. There should be Elokechem Emes. Because after all, Emes V'yatziv also is correct. V'yatziv Enochem V'kaim V'yoshar. Emes V'yatziv. But no, it's Ani Hashem Elokechem Emes. Now, the Stamazai, the Loshan, it's a machlekes over here in the Rishonim, I think. If what's the lashon over here? It says that you're not mafsik. So what is this gather? Yeah, it's machlekes Rishonim, clearly. Meaning, is the pshat is that it's not considered like emtsa? We notice certain Tanakhama says what's called ben aprokim. Ben aprokim is A. Ben aprokim is B. And on that, Reb Yehuda says no, it's not ben aprokim. So what would it be has to be considered? Emtsa. Emtsa is a different gather. It's not Ben Aprokim. What a pshat is, no, it's not even Emtsa. It's more chomer than Emtsa. What's the next stage, not Emtsa? Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem is the halacha is a mafsik in period. Even on top of Kuach Nefesh. Kuach Nefesh is mafsik. So is that the pshat? Is the pshat is that it's not Ben Aprokim, but it's yes, Emtsa? Or pshat is no, from the Lashon of the Gemara is, it should have said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, have a Emtsa. Tanakhama says, Elun Ben Aprokim includes Ben Hashem Elokechem and Emes. So Reb Yehuda should have said, no, have Emtsa. From the fact that Reb Yehuda says, Ein Mafsikin, Ben Hashem Elokechem Ein Emes, and Ein Mafsikin, it's mashma, that it's more chomer than Emtsa. It's not even Emtsa. It's mamash like Pasuk Rishon in Shema. It's machlok is Rambam and Talmid Ben Yoin, I think. Oh, the Rambam Takin Kriyashma Yud Zayin Beis holds that it's like Emtsa. The Rosh, not the Ben Yoin, the Rosh. The Rosh holds clearly that it's more chomer. It's mamish like, kibat like the first pasuk. It's more than emtsa, so it's more than emtsa. So it's like the first pasuk. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Samach Vav. This din is over there in halacha. Zok the Gemara. A new question. Choyze v'oyme emes or ain't choyze v'oyme emes? Meaning, there's two ways how to learn this Gemara. Really, the Rosh and Talmid Ben Yoina. Either the pshat is, after a person said, Elokim Emes, like Reb Yehuda said, you're supposed to say, you're not supposed to be mafsik, like we takadu, and now he waited, like we takadu, until the Shliach Tzibur finishes, you're waiting a long time, depends who's daven for the moment, depends how quick you daven. But Kaparim, let's say you wait a shah's man harbe, after you said, Anir Shem Lekechem Emes, and now you're waiting, so now when you start again, Emes V'yatsiv, do you say Emes V'yatsiv? What do you say, V'yatsiv V'nochen, like we do? That's one way of understanding the Kaddish and Shaila. Other Rishonim learned that no. Meaning, if you were mafsik b'pnei ha-covid, if you were mafsik b'pnei ha-yira, the question is, if you're allowed to, or market the Yisleyak upon him, according to Tanakhama, you could. It's called ben aprokim. So if you were mafsik, are you now choyze and say, emes v'yatsiv? That's the question of the Gemara. So zok the Gemara, choyze v'yme emes, ein choyze v'yme emes. Omer Rabbo, Omer Rabbi Yechanon, Choyze va'oyme emes. You say emes again. Rabba Omer, that's what we paskin. Eina choyze va'oyme emes. We don't say emes v'yatzev. We don't speak emes. We keep to Hashem lekeichem. Even if you're shor, eina choyze va'oyme emes. Zok the Gemara. Hahu the noches kamei the rabbe. There was a person that went to daven for the omid kamei the rabbe. Now, loshna Gemara is noches kamei the rabbe. Like we learned in the Gemara earlier, we're supposed to daven mimamakim. Some have a minik taka, they build the shul down. So it's taka noches, noches means going down. Shame Rabbi Doma, MS, MS, Trezim. Rabbi heard when he damned for the Omid, he said MS, MS twice. Which, Chay going about the last Gemara, he was Chayza Vorma MS. Rabbi held before Ein Chayza. Oma Rabbi, call MS, MS, Tafsilahai. Zok Rashi, you know what that means? Oh, Riyatosh al MS to fastel is there. This person is stuttering. Riyatosh, that's how the Shash is magdir this riato. Riato shlemes is riato is loshen. He can't say emes once. What is he jumping and saying stutter as I stutter saying it twice? It's like a gimgum as that. Now, what's taka the problem in saying emes? What's taka the chisaron? The Gemara says that if you say moidim meshatke moisa, it looks like it's two ishuyas chas v'shalom. So you say emes also. That's why he held that you're not supposed to say emes twice. Truth is, the goin in Asor Mamos, that's the halacha, according to the goin, when the shleach tzibur damas for the omid, he doesn't say, ani Hashem lekechem emes, and then say again out loud, Hashem lekechem emes. But according to the goin, that's what I talk to when I dam for the omid. You say, ani Hashem lekechem, and you stop, if you dam for the omid. And then when you say it out loud, you say, Hashem lekechem emes. And the reason is, because emes, trei zimna, you don't want to say emes twice. Now, another reason really is, because you want to have Reish Mem Ches. Reish Mem Ches Tevis, if you're going to say Ani Hashem Lekechem Emes, and then Hashem Lekechem Emes, then it's Reish Mem Tes. So in order to keep it 248, Keneged Devorim, so you say Ani Hashem Lekechem. The reason why the Shliach Tzibur specifically has this problem, and the Tzibur doesn't, that's very Lashitos, you come to the Ramah, it's very good. Because Ramah says that the Tzibur answers Omein, Shu Keneged Kel Melech Neamon. The Shliach Tzibur, that's the Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur doesn't say Amen. Shliach Tzibur doesn't say Amen is on Bracha. So when you dambi, you should say Kel Melech Neman. When you dambi the Tzibur, Zog Ramah, you say Amen, Shu Keneged Kel Melech Neman, which makes this Mashtim Reish Mem Ches, because Bili Shema is Reish Mem Hei. So the Tzibur has the Kel Melech, has the Amen, the Mokim Kel Melech, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't. So the Shliach Tzibur says, Hashem Lekechem Emes again. That's his Reish Mem Ches. But if he says it the first time, Zog Ramah, then you're going to miss out on the Reish Mem Ches, then it's Reish Mem Tes. And for the tzibur to hear Hashem lekechem emes, that's part of the problem. Is it's emes trei zimna. Number one, if you move shemina is kriyishma, then maybe it's a hefsek if it's shemea de Hashem lekechem emes. And number two, it's vayt to the emes trei zimna if they themselves said it, which they did. Of course, they said it themselves. So the shlich tzibur is the only one that taka does. Oh, zog the gemara. That's going to the goin. Others argues. The felt argues. So clearly that's totally in this machlekes. Zog the gemara. Om Rav Yosef, kame ma'alya shmeitzer. How ma'alya is this shmeitzer? That what? The following shmeitzer. Ich also Rav Shmuel by Yehuda, Om Amri b'marove. Rav Yehuda by Shmuel said, Shmuel by Yehuda said, this is what they said in Marove in Eretz Yisrael. Arvis, when they daven Marev, they said as follows. We have the parash of Ayoyma, and we have the parash of Tzitzis. Now because in Marove held, which is so they said, "Dabel al bnei Yisrael v'omarta aleihem ani Hashem lekechem emes." They started the beginning of the parasha of Ayoma. They skipped tzitzis. Dabel al bnei Yisrael v'omarta aleihem ani Hashem lekechem emes. Much shorter kriyashma. They went straight ani Hashem lekechem emes. Azad, it's what's the lashon? Ma'alya hoshmeitz dechiyosek Rav Shmuel b'Yehuda. That's ma'itz is ma'alya. Now, Rashi says, because tzitz is not noig balaylo. No, today in Eitzel, they don't do that. Oh, so zog the Gemara, Omer Abaye, my mal yusa. What's the grosser mal yusa? V'omer Rav Kahana, Omer Rav, lo yaschil. You shouldn't start. You don't have to start. You don't start at least. So Rashi ain't sorg laschil. You don't have to. V'olim hiskel goyim, but if you start it, then you have to finish it. And pshat is because once you started it, you have Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, you do say Balayla. Tzitz is not. So once you started Yitzias Mitzrayim,
So then you taka finish it. Sits is taka not, but it sees the time you start, you finish. Just im lo yaschil, then you don't. But if you start, then you finish. So they started. So what are they gaining by starting and not finishing?
Zogdi Gemara.
Omerav li yaschil mischa goymer. Pchitema v'amarta aleim lehava scholah. Elam, are you going to tell me? V'amarta aleim is not considered a scholah. It's not called starting. All they said v'amarta aleim. You're right. The first two are double bnei Yisrael. That's not aschola. And once you start, you have to finish. Now, what's taken is gather of starting, and you have to, once you start, you have to finish. So some explain this because be'etzim it's called psukat loy paske or called parsha loy paske moishah anan loy paskinon. So Kozman, you didn't start yet the parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu because there's other psukim that start with v'amart aleihem. Once he didn't go to a certain point, it's not called anan loy paskinon. But once he did, then chayr paskinon. So that's why they take a start and finished. So what's the mal yusa? V'amart lehem havas chola. No, Marova held. They held Netzov. Amatlem is not called Ascholah because there is another pasuk of Amatlem that finishes that way. So Melad, that's where they held is not a chesava. When is it Ascholah? Ad Omar v'Oslem Tzitzis. Only when they say v'Oslem Tzitzis, then it's considered you start. Once you start, you don't finish. Zok the Gemara Omar Abaye Hilkach. Anan Ascholim Ascholin on mitak a start. Why do we start the Komaschel and Magova? We want to do like Eitzol. They started. So we start because they started. But once we start, we also finish. Why? You shouldn't start. We don't have to. But if you finish, you have to finish. And maybe because of Kopash, the Lepaske Moshe, and not Lepaskinon. The Chassam Sofer in Tshuva says the reason why they were medalag. What's pshat in this meimen and merova? He says because since it's a parsha of tzitzis, which is not noig b'layla, so they held it was a hefsek in the brachas and kriyas shma. If you're saying something that's not noig, it's a hefsek in the parsha. So many they want to be mafsek in the brachas, and kriyas shma. Oh, zok the Gemara. Chia barav omar. He said as follows. Omar ani Hashem alekeichem. If he said ani Hashem alekeichem, Zogt Rashi, what does that mean? The hainu parsha tzitzis. If you said the parsha of tzitzis, ani Hashem alekeichem, then tzorich loyma emes. Then you have to say emes. Zogt Rashi, kichziv Hashem alekeim emes, like we said before the posik. Loyma ani Hashem alekeichem. If you didn't say ani Hashem alekeichem, ain't it tzorich loyma emes. Then you don't have to. What do you mean you don't have to? You have to say it anyways. Why? And Rashi explains, if you don't say emes, then you don't say emes ve'amuna. And if you're gonna skip tzitzis, because not noig b'layla, and you're not gonna say anisham lekechem, and then you're not gonna say emes ve'amuna, so you're not maskir yitzias mitzrayim. If you didn't say the parsha of Ayoyim, which has yitzias mitzrayim. And you didn't say Pash of Emes, which is Emes Vemuna, then where you mask Yitzis Mitzrayim? You have to mask Yitzis Mitzrayim. Now, really, the Gemara could have asked, you have to have Shtayim Lachreo. We just said before, we said in the early before Shtayim Lachreo. So Emes Vemuna is the first one Lachreo. So that could have been a Kasha. So some say that the Shita says that we asked from it something that's the Raisa. Which is the Raisa Dekedin. Why ask from the Rabbona Dekedin of the Brachas? The Tzlach says because of the Raisa. The Shita says because it's Chare Mitarati. Mitaka only has one out of the two. But the Tzlach learns, Pshat is because we want to ask from the Raisa. Latku Yitzis Mitzrayim. Of them entered the Gemara, the Omahochi. Yitaka going to have Yitzis Mitzrayim. And you're also going to have this Tati Lachrel. Why? Zok the Gemara, the Omahochi. Instead of saying Emes Vemuni, you say as follows, like a shortened version. So you mask Yitzchus Mitzrayim. Uf di sonu beis avonim. Vasislo nisim gvuroyis valayam v'sharnu l'cha. Zok Rashi, and then Rashi continues. Micha moicha beilam Hashem malchus chuvah v'necha ad gol yisrael v'ashkivenu. So Rashi is clearly saying that you're going to have the title Achrel. So in this Gemara's teretz, you have side the shitas. Way of answering the Mars Kasha inside it's Lach, Am Yushuv. Right? The Shita learned that L'chari, you have to have...
The Shita says that you have to be... The question is that you have to be maske tata l'achareel, the shtayim brachas l'achareel, and the Teretz of the Gemara is yitakev tata l'achareel. And also, you maske yitziz Mitzrayim. You takev both things. You maske shtay brachas l'achareel, and you also maske yitziz Mitzrayim. Oh. Atkan loshna Gemara. So it comes out in this Gemara. We taka say, Hashem elokeichem emes. We taka say, emes v'emunah by night. We say the parashah v'yoyim. We say tzitzis. We say all these parashas. We taka goyim shnayim l'achareel. And we taka maski. It's Mitzrayim b'leilos. This version of the Gemara is taka, if you don't say it, then you taka have it. Zog the Gemara. Omer Reb Shua ben Kocho. Lomer kidma pasha shma'a l'vahoyim shmoya. So Reb Shua ben Kocho said in the Mishnah, the reason is because k'dei shekabel v'malchus shemayim t'chilo v'achem mekabel ol mitzvahs. And then v'hoyim shmoya l'vayomer. Why? Because one is noig b'yoyim v'laylo. Talmud Torah is b'yoyim v'laylo. And v'yoyim is only noig b'yoyim, which is tzitzis. Azoi zogt Reb Shua ben Kocho. On that, the Gemara says, Tanya, another reason besides Reb Shua ben Kocho. Another reason. After all, v'dibar tabom is the first parsha, which is lilmoid, and the second parsha is v'limadat amosim is b'neichem. So zok v'ashi v'imloilomat chila hechi lamed is bonov. First, you have to have lilmoid, and then you can be lamed. You're not gonna. Don't attempt to be lamed before you're lamed. Don't learn on the spot with your children. So al kaponim, that's why it's first. Another reason. Why? One is lilmoid, like we said, and one is lasois. Because vayoymer only has the lasois, the mitzvah of tzitzis. I see you. So mela, the same thing. You first got to learn before you do. So the Gemara, otu shma lilmoid is be lamed velasois lesbe. Shma has all three. What do you mean? The first pasha has everything. Why? Zok the Gemara v'oksiv v'shinantom, which is lalamed ukshartom, which is lasois. So the first parasha has lilmoid lalamed v'lasois. V'chsaft ukshartom v'chsaftem v'su tzvete kasha v'hoyim shmoi the second parasha. You tell me it only has lalamed is b'neichem lalamed udi isbe v'lasois lesbe v'oksiv ukshartom v'chsaftem. Why did it has the mitzvah of tefillin? Zok the Gemara l'hochi koma. This is the pshat. B'dinu shetakdim shema l'vohim shemoya. Really, shema should be before vohim shemoya. Why? Because shema has three parshas. V'hoya, the first one has three. Why? She'el lilmoid v'lelamid v'lasois. It has yourself learning, your children, and the mitzvah of tefillin. V'hoyim shemoya l'vayoyim. Why? She'el yesh v'lelamid v'lasois. It has teaching your children, it has tefillin. V'yoyim e'im v'lelasois. V'yoyim only has one. It only has tzitzis. Bilvad. Zok the Gemara, very nice, beautiful reason of Reb Shimon ben Yochai. V'teplem Reb Shimon ben Kocha. What's wrong with Reb Shimon ben Kochas? Kabbalas Olam Hashemayim, before Kabbalas Mitzvahs. Ezeh noig b'yoyim v'laylo, ezeh noig only b'yoyim. Zok the Gemara, chad v'oid koma. You're right, it's an additional reason. Chadik deish kabbalo v'olam Hashemayim, t'chila. First reason is, yikavu kol mach Hashemayim t'chila. V'achi kabbalo ol mitzvahs. That's Mishnah's reason, Reb Shimon ben Kocha. V'oid, mishum deiz behani milach nais. It also has lilmad, lalamad v'lasos, lafukit other parshas. Though they go down, they only have two, and then they only have one. Now, Tosis over here says that the reason why Shema is before Vahoyo, typically the Kodma B'Torah, if you look in the Pasha of the Torah, it's first. So Tosis says no, because at the end of the day, if you look in the Pasha of Tzitzis, it's before everything. So Elamai Ein Mukti B'Chol B'Torah, so that's what we ask the Kasha. Now, Tosis in the next day says, and that's why it's only noyeg b'yoyim. Meaning not chovis gaver, it's a chovis talis, even in your closet. Still you chayv in tzitzis. So why is it man groma? So tzitzis, then it's potter. If it's pajamas, then it's potter, even if it's in the closet, even if it's tzus, even if it's munachs bekufsa. So, ksus miyuchad lelaylo is takapot. That's the reason why some are makbid not to sleep with the tzitzis at night. Why? Because you turn it into a ksus lailo. And a ksus lailo, if you can continue wearing that in the day, a ksus lailo be'etzim is potter. So, mele, that's why it is a reason not to. Oh. Zok the Gemara weiter.
Rav Mashi Yodeh Kora Kriyashma V'anach Tefillin. Rav washed his hands in the morning, Kora Kriyashma, he read Kriyashma V'anach Tefillin, and Tefillin was only afterwards V'tzolin, then he davened. V'chek digamora V'heichav Adhochi. I mean, why did he do Kriyashma and then Tefillin and then davening? If someone is in the middle of digging a kuch for a mace, in a basic focus, pot me kriyashma, please, oisik me mitzvah, pot me na mitzvah. Umi na tfila, umi na tfilin, umi ko mitzvah muz betecha. Toi says, Akasha, what do you mean? Kriyashma is lav b'chal mitzvah muz betecha. It says, you put from kriyashma, tfila, tfilin, and all mitzvahs. And these are not mitzvahs. The second last thesis, the Eloi Tani Behedi Kriyashma, you would say the Dafka Hanid Leslu Kriya is man. Ava Kriyashma, the Kriya is man. So, Loi, Hoyov is man over. You would say that Yechai, because it's a mitzvah of Eres, Komashalon, that you still pot, even though it's a mitzvah of Eres, it has its man, until Gimoshois, still it's pot. It's not automatically Nichlan called mitzvahs. So, Al Kaponim, it says that what? That if you always be mitzvah, you pot him in a mitzvah. And then what does it say in the Braisa? Higi as man Kriyashma, Oila. Oila means you leave the basic forest. Why? Because you're not allowed to be in the basic forest. Leg Lagash. So the Mishabur, it's brought down in the Poiskim. What does it mean in the basic forest? You have to go chutz the Dalai Lamas of the Keva if you want to do something that's like Lagash, or you have to go chutz the basic forest. The whole basic forest is a shame like Lagash. The Lashon of the Gemara is Oila. That means he totally left the basic forest. Mishabur and Simim Hey. Oh, so Higiyaz Man, Kiyashma, Oila, Vinoitel Yodav. And what does it say? Umanach Tfilin. You put on Tfilin first. Vikoy Kiyashma. And then you misspell. So we have a steer over here. Why did he do Kriyashma and then Tefillin? It should be Tefillin and then Kriyashma. So Gemara Haguf Kasha, Stam it's a Kasha. Reish Omar Potter, you just said a second ago that if you Oisik Bemeis Potter Min Hamitzah, Oisik Mitzah Potter Mitzah, and then it says Yigi Azman, what do? You read Kriyashma. If you're Potter Min Hamitzah, you're Potter. So Gemara Haguf Kasha, Reish Omar Potter Besef Chayev. So Gemara Haguf Kasha. There you can answer as follows. Sefer Betrei, the Sefer is talking about two people, so you have someone else to dig and to take care of the maize. So if you're only one person there, then you take a potter. If there's two, you can switch off. You can buy some Igiyaz man. You can say Kriyashma. Over mikomogam kasha the etzem stira kasha l'rav. That word over here it's Kriyashma tefillin, and here it's tefillin then Kriyashma. So tomorrow Rav Kirebi Shuas filei. Rav hold like Shuas ben Korchamin. The Omar Ol Malchus Shemayim tchila. You first do Ol Malchus Shemayim. Vacha Ol mitzvahs. So that's why you do Kriyashma before, and only afterwards you do tefillin. Like we said, that was Shuas ben Korcha. In fact, the Gemara, Reb Shuah ben Korcha never said that if you do a mice of Kriyashma before mice of Tefillin. He said when you occurred two parshas, you do one parsha before. He explained to say it in the Mishnah, in the Kriya. Emadom Reb Shuah ben Korcha lahakdim, Kriya l'Kriya, when you're talking which one do you read first. Kriya l'asir mishamad lein. Reb Shuah ben Korcha never said, say Kriyashma ol malchus shamayim before you do the mitzvah of Tefillin. Vesu, another kasha. Me sovel like Reb Shuah ben Korcha. Does he even hold like Reb Shuah ben Korcha? V'om Reb Chiya Barashi, zimnin skein av kamin kamei de Rav. I was in front of Rav, and what did he do numerous times? Umakdim, umashi yoda, he washed his hands. Umevoyach, and he made birchas atera. Umasin on pirkin, and he learned with us. Umanach tefillin, and he put on tefillin. V'hodekor kriyashma. We see clearly that he did tefillin before kriyashma. Behedya, not like that. V'chi teme, you're going to tell me the reason why he put on tefillin first. B'dolei motes man kriyashma. Meaning, Man Kriyashma Pasha is Mishiyakeh, so it can't be that he put on tefillin if it's not Mishiyakeh. The pshat is Kriyashma lechatchila has to be by nets in order to be served with gula tefillah. So it's not yet this man of Vasikin, but it is this man of Mishiyakeh, and that's why he put on tefillin, but he wanted to wait for Kriyashma right before nets. So loimat is man Kriyashma of Vasikin. Imkain, so what's the grace of Edis? I saw him do this for Shetzach. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to do Kriyashma before nets. Imkain, Maya Sadasi, the Rabchir Barashi. So the Gemara, no. The Edis is lafukim man de omer lemish en itzoch levorich. There was a machlekes we had in the Havmin of Gemara only lemikra. So maybe lemishna not. He taught that Mishnah. He taught them Gemara sifre de rav. So the chiddush was he wanted to say that you made a birch satera. The start of the price started off borich. So kamashlon the after lemishna not itzoch levorich. But we never asked the answer the kash yet. So the Gemara mikoma gom kash le rav. So the Gemara, why did Rav put on tefillin the kriyashma before tefillin and the other place says tefillin for kriyashma? So Gemara, Shlucha Huda Avis. The Shliach that brought him the tefillin messed up. He didn't show up. He didn't show up, so he couldn't put on tefillin until when he came. And that's why he Taka didn't do it. Now, Tosa says that it's mashma from here that you're allowed to put on tefillin. We're assuming that he daven, meaning it was right before Gula and Tefillah. You're allowed to put on tefillin right before Gula and Tefillah. He waited for him to come. And likewise, Talis you're allowed to put on Ben Gula Tefillah. So Tosfos says you can be mechalik. The common case mechalik in tefillin the talis. Why? Because ikka kriyash man tefillah is shaykh to tefillin. Like we say, kilomeir de sheker. And that's why you have to taka put it on. Mashenken, talis is not the etzem mestira to tefillah. Mashenken, that's taka different. Oh. Aber tzitzis shein elu chobis talis, shim yesh talis chai, vim elu potem mit tzitzis, betzim tzoni chobis talis, we don't have to, if you don't have dalet kamvas, we och likha kish ma beloi tzitzis, vade, da hava hafsoka, then it would be a hefsik to say a brach of talis between gula tfila. There's no right even like this, because it's possible to put on tefillin and without a bracha and after shemun eser be a mashmeish. Oh, zok the gemara. Let's finish the last gemara. Zok the gemara. Oh, my ula kol akori kriyish ma beloy tefillin. If you kori kriyish ma without tefillin, kilu made eder sheker ba'atzma. It's like you made eder sheker. Rashi says lishma alya. It's on the eibushter you made eder sheker. You're talking about his mitzvah, so you don't put it on, or yourself. The other bishanim learn. Like bringing oil without a mincha, v'zevach b'lein nesachim. Why? Because an oil has to have a mincha with it, and a zevach has to have a nesachim followed by it. So there's a vart that said, because the whole din of made eid shek is only when you do b'mezit. If a person comes man kriyishma, it's klar stated in poskim that you say kriyishma, you have to do it. So it only means when you b'mezit, you omit it. You don't want to put on tefillin, meaning even afterwards. So that's pshat in the mashal. What does it mean oil b'mincha and zevach b'nesachim? Because oil b'mincha comes at the same time, zevach and nesachim come afterwards. So it's only when pshat is when you don't do like an oil b'mincha or zevach b'nesachim, you don't do b'shaiti, you don't do it afterwards either. That means b'mezit, not pshat because this man came and you had to say kriyishma. Then it's taka dechisorin. Now, also in the Etzem Loshen, Talmid B'Yonah Medayik, here it says Kilu made Eid Shekha Ba'atzmoy. That's when you. That's what's it called? That's when you. That's Ula's din. And the second din, as Reb Chiya says, is that is Kilu Ikiv Oil B'Loy Mincha, meaning Kilu Eid Shekha Ba'atzmoy is Mashma Yomekayim Kriyishma, just Eid Shekha. The second side of Reb Yechanan says is Oil B'Loy Mincha. It's Pshat is Yenari Yomekayim Kriyishma. It's Mamash like you didn't do. You didn't bring the Nesachim. So that's the Chayyim words. We'll stop over here on the bottom of Yudalim Amud Beis.